Dear Lady Winifred, how dear you all were to me. I'm going to beg lots of bother from you. Please forgive. Could you oblige me with following particulars? Full names, also Christian or initial at least, and addresses of the three folk singing prize winners, ditto of our friend at the bank, address of the messing birds. The results are so rousing, folk songs, that I'm going to see I get a week off sometime in the summer, maybe August, to do a sort of bike tour through Lincolnshire gathering tunes. The messing birds said they thought there'd be lots to get round about them. Maybe Everard'd join me. I'm asking him, would you help me in this? As follows. Before I come, get someone to take down the words of all the songs Dean Robinson, third prize, remembers. He said he knew lots more. That would speed things some. Also, sound the dear old second prize man. He might be a gold mine. Then there's the man at Massingham that I was told of. A cobbler or something. I remember we talked of him. Then you might maybe sound the folk you are in touch with over the competitions at the various places and ask them to hunt round for likely victims to our pen and paper. I risk asking you all this because one can ask folk song lovers to do anything for folk song cause, and I dare say Link'll prove rich. Anyway, you must feel proud at the jolly results your forethought of this year rounded up. Such a bike tour would be tons of fun, and better than that. Soon I'll copy out all the 8 tunes we got and send them you. Love to Gervais and all. If you're bored at idea of the folk fishing cruise, please just say so, but I hope you won't. Ever yours, Percy G.